to do. So we're up to Yud Aleph Beis, and the Gemara is looking to answer the question that seemingly the last case of the Mishnah contradicted the second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah, the guy said, I know that a Nazir is Usher, I'm sorry, I know there's Naziris, but I didn't know he's Usher in wine. Tanakama said, you said I already Nazir, you want it to be a partial, you're complete. Even though you didn't know, so fine, go to a Rav, he'll be Matanetic. But you said I already Nazir, you were lacking some of the points that you didn't want to accept. Doesn't make a difference. Even if you had said you don't want to accept that, you can't not accept that. You become a Nazir automatically. Rav Shimon had said, no, you didn't want to become a Nazir, you can't be a partial Nazir, and it doesn't go completely, it goes off completely. That was the machlokes we had at the beginning of the day. But the next case, when the guy said, I knew it was Asher wine, but I thought Rabbanan would permit me, so the Chayra had the same case, and he didn't want to accept the Isra of wine. So why over there does Rav Shimon Asher Rabbanan Matar? That was the question. And the first answer was, Epoch, turn it around. The second answer was, that we learned yesterday, is that he's trying to become a Nazir, and now he wants to remove it. He wants the rabbis to tell him that he can remove this because he needs it. And he thought that would happen. He accepted Naziris. And the Rabbanon who hold a Nazir of one is a Nazir of all, hold if you remove one, you remove all. And Reb Shimon who holds a Nazir of one is not a Nazir, a removal of one is not a removal. That's the second teretz that we said yesterday. And we're up to the last teretz, and I'm going to repeat the last teretz, and that is, we are, you see the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines. It says, V'ibar Yisema, Benidre Einzin Kamifliki. This is an Einus. Now, the Rush is going to be have a long piece of Tyre, Stickle Tyre on this case, but we'll first learn the Gemara. Then we will be able to see the Rush inside. Benidre Einzin Kamifliki. This is a Machloikas about a Neder, that an einus is stopping the neder from being kept. The guy is an addicted man to wine. He needs wine. Now, I'm going to use the word survive, but I don't mean pekuach nefashis. To function. He can't function without wine. He can't function without his job at the Chevra Kedisha. So therefore, it's an einus. And because it's an einus, the neder doesn't count. Because nidrei einzin don't count. But there's a machloikas whether you have to go to a rabbi or not. Right? One man Yama says you have to go to a rabbi, and one man Yama says you don't have to go to a rabbi. That's the machloikas in this case.
What's the classic case of
Nidrei Einzim does not fit this bill that well. That's what the Rosh is going to talk about. The classic case of Nidrei Einzim is the guy said, you are banned from having pleasure from me if you don't show up to lunch today to eat with me. And then the guy was on his way to lunch or planned to go to lunch, and a huge snowstorm fell, and he couldn't travel. So now he didn't get to lunch. The neder kicks in. No, it doesn't, because he was an einus. That's the classic case of nidrei einzin. Question is, how does this fit in? We will see as the rush goes on. The book to the Shmuel Rashi, the Tnan, Abon Adar Mitiru Chachamim, nidrei zeruzin, which we explained yesterday, which the rush will explain for us, means when two business people are arguing, they don't mean it. They're just using it to try to get everybody to the middle. Nidrei Avoy, the guy talks to him, I didn't see a million people in this place. Everybody knows he didn't see a million people. Nidrei Shvagas, based on an error, when he made the netter, he really believed what he was saying. He said, if this happened, and he really thought it happened, and it didn't, he didn't remember it. Or Nidrei Einzin, V'yamer v'yudam ha-rabasi, abon adayim alolo tzichin shayel l'chachamim. Tana says it's mutter. So that's why there's machloikas. The rabbanon say mutter without a shayla, and Rav Shimon saying he has to go to the rabbi. Now there's another question here besides nidrei einzin, which we're going to talk about. Another question that the Rashi is going to address with one line. We'll have to notice that line, and that is, every neder you can be matir. What makes these nedarim special if you have to go to the chacham anyway? You can go to the chacham at any neder. It says, I bought the nedarim at Tiru chacham. Now, Rav Ashi read the Mishnah. But Shmuel said, it says, Tiru, how can you say go to the chacham? Fine. So Rav Ashi ignored the Mishnah. Tarity hold, Tiru doesn't mean you don't go to the chacham. So if it doesn't mean you don't go to the chacham, so what does it mean? For that, we'll notice how to rush. But Rav got loose that he needs a maskama. In one line, answers that question. Zakhtarash. Dalad Nadarim Hitiru Chachamim. If you can find the Rush, I have it pretty up, far up the page. But then again, my print is my print, and we don't identify Rush as my pages. The Rush starts Dalad Nadarim Hitiru Chachamim. Nidre Zerusin. Mefarish Hashem, the Gemara explains there. Hayamaycha Chayfetz, he was selling an item. I won't sell it to you less than a seller, which is for dinner. I will not pay you a penny more than 2 shekel, which is a half a seller. Shneim writes the Begimel Dinarim. Shneim Mutarim. They're both Mutar. Shkalechad Mishavim Lazarus Chaveroi. They all meant to incentivize his friend. I think that's the right English word. Neither really meant the netter. They were just using it as a bargaining chip tool. It's interesting the Rush explained Shgagas before Havai, and argues that we had Havai before Shgagas. Not that it makes a difference, just noticing it. The guy said, I make a netter if I ate yesterday or drank yesterday. He thought he didn't. When this guy, then he remembered that he did eat. That means a person has to be conscious, aware, when he makes the shua. Aware, not a mistake. He's an honest because of forgetting that it's called a shayig. I banned myself if I didn't see 600,000 people on Taylor Road. That's square like a beam. When they see something that's like out of the ordinary and strange, they exaggerate. And they speak in languages of foolishness and exaggeration. There were 1 million people there. No, there weren't. There were 150. But you know, when there's a lot of people somewhere, but you don't expect it, you use the word 1 million, even though it's not true. That's why when they have the 1 million men march every time, it's not even close to 1 million. But they call it the 1 million men march. It sounds better. Like, Nidre Yitzin, Hidiri Chaveri Sheyecho, that's like, his friend made a netter trying to force him to eat by him. And the guy, he became ill, or his son became ill. He was blocked by the river. Since the Inus kept him from keeping the condition, the guy never meant it if an Inus would kick him. Now here, listen to this line. The Rush is bothered. If you have to go to a Chacham, so what makes these Nadarim special? The Loi be Pesach b'charata. They don't need a Pesach and a Charata. All they have to do is go to the rabbi and say, I made this netter, and the rabbi says, forget about it. So, it's not a netter that has to be removed. It's a netter that you have to show up to the rabbi. That's all. The Chol netter nami nitar dei Charata. He has to go to the Chacham to tell him, it's okay, you're mutter. Doesn't have to come up with a Charata. He doesn't have to come up with a Pesach. He has to go ask the rabbi who can tell him, don't worry about it. It's okay. Shalom Yeko Raisha Ben Adarim. That trip to the rabbi is to keep him from being Meko Raisha Ben Adarim. Ublasnitsa Nami, in the Mishnah also, Anasu. And again, I'm not going to learn Pekuach Nefesh. I'm going to learn he can't function without wine. Or without being Metamer Lameisim. Rabbanan Sarvi Kishmu. V'leibay Yishayla. Reb Shimon Iser Achiyata Leikuravasi. That's Pshat the Gemara. Zuck the Rush now. Uktas Kasha. I have a problem. The Leidami Lenidre. This is really not similar to Nidre Yitzim. Why? The Hasam B'Shashin Adar, Lo Yada Ba'inus, Shira Lacha Mikan. There, when the guy made the netter, he wasn't considering the chance that the guy might get sick or his kid might get sick, or the river will overflow. Over here, in our case, the guy knew that he can't go without wine, and he still said, Areni Nazir. The oinus was present when he made his Kabbalah. There, the oinus happened after the Kabbalah. Here, the oinus was present when he made the Kabbalah. That's not Nidre Einzin. Nidre Einzin means he made a netter, and then an oinus forced him not to keep this condition. But it was he made the netter. That's the kasha. Betiris Haram. Now, here's a new reason that we're meeting. Not Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, and it's not Rabbi Yosef Klotzen. It's the Ram, whoever that is. I don't know. Betiris Haram. The Mikom Makim Taim of the Masnis and Kamoi Taim of the Nidriya. The Gemara means to say it has the properties of Nidriya. Why? The Hasan Abitai mentioned name people leave a shavim. What's the reason by Nidri Eitzin? It's because he never meant it that way. It's understood that he never meant it that way. That died to die this way, because he didn't mean to make a neder if there would be an oinus. Masni Sinami, Bishar Shekibel, all of Nazirus, when he accepted Nazirus, he didn't think about ashering himself in wine. Kimshar Devarim, since he knew the wine is an essential to him, in his mind, he never included that. He never meant Naziris. Right? He never meant Naziris. Hilkach, the Rabbanon Lahavi Bayeshaila. Because he can't live without wine, right? It's different than the guy says, I'm a Nazir from haircuts. Rabbanon says he's a complete Nazir. Even though he didn't mean everything else, he said, I'm already Nazir. Here, it's self understood that a guy like that can't live without wine. And therefore, it's self understood that he didn't mean this Naziris. Didn't mean it. It's a mistake. There, the guy said, "Minat glachas." Maybe he could live without wine anyway. Maybe he can't. So we say he's a nazir. If he has to remove it, go to the rabbi and find a pesach or charata. Here, we know he can't mean it because his circumstance tells us that. That's the similarity. One second. Right. Have a nazir. Even if he would have said, "I'm a nazir," besides for wine, he would have been a nazir anyway. That's a regular person. He's not in the mood to ban himself from wine. So he said, I want to be a nazir besides the wine part. So we say, tough luck to you. A nazir is a nazir. That's because you're not in the mood, but you can do it. Here, we know he can't do it. He's an addicted. He's an addiction. He's an addicted person. So therefore, yes.
When he had it in his mind, did he know that the yain was not going to be included? Because I'm going to have
to... No, again, he knew that he can't be a nazir in wine. He thought he could pull it off, be a nazir partially, but you can't. But unlike the other guy who tries to pull off a partial naziris, there's nothing in his metzias that doesn't allow him to be a nazir. He might not want it. Here, there's something in his metzias that doesn't make it work. Therefore, it's considered a Nidri Einzin.
So he started being a Nazir?
No, he didn't. He knows his life. He said he's a Nazir, and he's the guy that can't live without wine. So automatically, it's assumed he can't mean that.
So as he was saying it, he was aware that he was not going to keep it.
Again, right? He didn't think he would have to keep it.
Why did he say it?
I don't know. Talk to him. Talk to his therapist. He thought he could be a partial Nazir.
And this business about going to a chacham, that's just, what does that mean?
It makes him go to a chacham, so he thinks twice before he makes another netter.
He doesn't end up going to the chacham, though.
I have no idea what you just said. So machloik is whether he has to go to a chacham or not. So what do you mean he doesn't end up going to the chacham?
The property of this case is that he knows that he can't keep it.
Hold a second. Step back. We had a machlokes by a regular Nidre Einzin, which is a guy that made a netter and he couldn't keep it because the condition. One man the other says he has to go to the chacham, one man the other says he does not have to go to the chacham. That's the case of Masechtas Nedarim. We are now taking that and playing it here and say this is like a Nidre Einzin. So that according to one man the other, he has to go to the chacham, and according to the other man the other, he doesn't have to go to the chacham. I don't think we had him either. This is the Rabbi Yitzchak. So I don't know if this is the Ri. I don't know if this is the Ri. I don't know. The Masnisa Mairi Shekibel Olav Nedidah Stam. He says a different shot. Our Mishnah said the guy said I read in his ears. V'hoya Zayta L'chod in his ears. And at that point, he was a very healthy man. He could keep all of his ears. The Ira Lai Mikra Shaychayla Shetzarech Lishtas Yayin. Something happened that now he's prescribed that he has to drink wine. That's what's necessary for his health. He was a healthy man. He accepted the Zeris. He meant everything. And an Inus happened that he has to drink wine. Something happened that made him need to be Matama Lamesim. I don't know what it is. Zahatu Weimer. Now he's saying, I knew that a nazir is asher in wine. And I thought, I knew that I was ashering myself in wine. I thought that the Rabbana would be mad to me because of Inus. Coach came to Dinu, she actually, Kivade Ladas Elu, and to look about your life. If you would have asked me, had I known that I got sick and I would have to drink wine, would I make Naziris? No. It's a wonderful Pesach, by the way. Or it might be Nailed, I don't know. But it's a great, but if he's tithing, that's built into the nether, that I don't have to be mocked for this. Because an Inus happened, and an Inus can remove a nether. And that's the machloikis, even though an Inus can remove a nether, which is a big chiddush, that an Inus happened, so therefore it's automatic that he never meant this. Do you have to go to the Chacham or not? It was a nether. It was a complete nether. But the Inus is stepping in now and blocking the keeping of the nether. So this is akin to the case of Nidrei Aitzin. Does he have to go to the Chacham or not? Is the machloikis Rabban on Reb Shimon? So the Rashi doesn't like this shot. Venera Lee should talk the heights of Aldvarov. Because it's still not the same. Because over there, the Inus happened before the Netta kicks in. Here you have a case that the Inus happened after the Netta kicks in. It's a huge thing to say that a guy makes a Netta and the Inus happens a week later after the Netta kicked in, that the Netta is buckled automatically. It was a Netta. According to one man, the armor without a Lacha. Yeah. Terence says, Dr. Raj, you have to add. So what happened is, and I'll speak it out, we'll learn inside. The guy says he'll be a Nazir in 30 days. He wants to start as Naziris in 30 days. And within those 30 days, an Inus happened. Had that Inus happened, he would have never been Kabbal Naziris after 30 days. This is the exact same case. The guy made a netter if you don't come for lunch. And an Inus happened that prevented lunch. The guy made a Naziris after 30 days, and a Inus happened that now says he can't be a Nazir. So the Naziris doesn't ever kick in. Because when Inus happened, it was never included that if an Inus would happen that I want to become a Nazir. So the Rush is tweaking Rabbi Yitzchak to say that the case is mamish similar to the case of Inus there. He made a netter if, and then the if couldn't be kept. Here he made a netter in 30 days, and the 30 days can't be kept. But it happened before the Naziris kicked in. Dr. Rush. His case is also not similar to Nidri Aitzim. The Hasim era Ainus Kaidim Shah Netter. There the Ainus happened before the Netter was called. He's going to become a Nazir at a certain point. So Az Yaskun is Jerusi. That's when it should start. The Kaidim Aglazman era Ainus. And before the time happened, the Inus happened.
Rabbi didn't say that.
He's adding it, tweaking. He's tweaking. We call that tweaking. No, he's not tweeting. He's tweaking.
What I'm saying is, Rabbi didn't say that. He's saying that this is what he must have meant.
He's saying you have to say that this is what he means. Because he's trying to make a similar case. So if you really cut it down, we have three pshatim. The first shot in the rush was that it's self-understood that the guy thought it's different. When a guy says he's a Nazir Chutz Min Hayayin, he could handle it. You can't be a Nazir Chutz Min Hayayin. Here, he can't handle it. So therefore, it's a mistake. It's an Inus. But that's one shot. The second shot was to say that the yainus happened post him becoming a nazir. And now, had he known that the yainus happened before, he would have never become a nazir. And the Rush tweaks that it has to be that it happens before it's chal, because if it happens after it's chal, it's not similar to nidre yainus.
Also, what's the thing about going to the chacham or not? What's the underlying factor here? I mean, you have to go through the process, even though...
No, the Rush says clearly there's no process. With every debtor, you can remove the process. The Rush saying you have to show up to the Chacham's house. Why? To make it hard for you. That's all. Make you go to the rabbi.
So you won't do it again, you mean?
Exactly. So you ain't going to write up in the dark. You said it. You said it best.
I don't want to say best.
When he's
going
to the
Rabbi
Yitzchak,
comes to
the
thing to be matter. He's not coming to be matter. Matter, he can do it any day.
What's he trying to do when he's coming now?
According to one man, he doesn't have to do anything. It's off automatically. The Nidri Einstein.
So everything gets knocked off?
Everything. Can't be partial.
I'm saying can't be, so it's all or none.
Exactly.
According to Reb Shimon, it stays on and it can never be removed.
Yes, it can. He can go walk into the Chacham's house and wave at him.
But when he says Eiser in the Mishnah, what does that mean?
Eiser till you go to the Chacham. It's like Ravasi who said that I bought the Dharma of Alu Chicham at the Chacham.
And Ravasi Mutter means that the whole
of years
is never even started.
But this start, right, this happened later, according to Reb Yitzchak.
And it just goes off automatically?
Correct. That's what the Rosh says. You have to tweak it because Reb Yitzchak is thinking you, Chiddush. What?
Especially if you
had to
be
Matam. Right.
That one is taking care of the
Pasuk. Well, Yain is also the in the Pasuk. It's all the bearish of the puzzle. So that's the tumma happened by this. Here's the need. His mental health requires him to be Matama Lameza. That's what his therapist says. His psychiatrist. Not the Mishnah writer. Now, again, here we're going to have a Mishnah from here to the bottom of the Amid. That in the regular Rushes, there's no parish. I know you have it, replied to, because I have it here too. It's in the Hagos and Siyunim, and in some prints they put it in. Whether Artscroll put it in or not, I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. If not, I'll just read it anyway. It's two little small Rushes. What?
If it would be the ready to last Gemara's on Yud Beis Amud
Aleph. Again, it depends on your print. Here I have it on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. In my other one, in the Masifta Gemara, I had a Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Again, it's where it belongs. And in the Masifta Gemara, they did not add it in. They had it in Dagos and Siyunim. I see here that they did add it in. So again, there's multiple Rush prints. I still don't regret that I'm learning it with the Rush, because in every Yama, take a look at Tysus. That's the other option. Dr. Gemara writes, Hareini Nazir, v'alai l'galayach Nazir. Reuven says he wants to be a Nazir, and he also wants to cut off hair of a different Nazir, meaning he wants to bring the Korbanos for another Nazir. L'galayach Nazir doesn't mean he's a barber. L'galayach Nazir means he's providing what he needs to do the haircut. For a person to do the haircut, he has to bring three Korbanos. So he's going to provide those Korbanos. So he's mekabel two things. He's personally going to be a Nazir, and besides for that, he's going to find a different Nazir and provide it with Korbanos. This is what he accepted upon himself. You know, Kasher Amaisa. V'shamech Aveiroi, V'amer Pani, his friend heard, and he said, I also, V'alai L'gayach Nazir. And it's incumbent on me also to be L'gayach Nazir. So they both ended up with the same Kabbalah, to be a Nazir themselves and to be L'gayach Nazir. So what they should do, if they're smart, is each one should pay for the other one's kabbalas. Right? Reuven's a Nazir, and he pays for Shimon's Korbanos. And Shimon is a Nazir, and he pays for Reuven's Korbanos. Reuven never said, I'll pay for my own Korbanos. Reuven just said, Reuven said he'll be a Nazir, and he'll pay for someone else's Korbanos. So he'll pay for Shimon's. And Shimon said he'll be a Nazir and pay for someone else's Korbanos. He'll pay for Reuven. So nobody is out much more money, because they're only paying one set of Korbanos. Then love, and if they're not so smart, Megalchim Nazir Macherim. Reuven's going to have to find Levi, and Shimon's going to have to find Yehuda. Zogt Rush, what's the chiddush of this? That's what's bothering the Rush. Why would I think not? So the Rush, I don't know if you have the Rush. It starts in Hoya Pikhim. I have it, and you don't have it. Fine. It's in the Hagaz V'Tziyunim. You have Hagaz V'Tziyunim?
No.
You don't have Hagaz V'Tziyunim on the side there? Okay, I'll be. I'm going to read it. It's not. It's only like four lines of Rush. Kol echad paitach haverim mekaben aysav. V'chidusha de masnitzen. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, sharisha yachol lifter hasheni. Let me explain this outside, because the Gemara is going to concentrate on this. When Reuven said he's going to cut off a Nazir's hair, at that point Shimon was not a Nazir. When we say cut hair, we mean bring the korbanos at the time of cutting the hair. When he said alai legaleach, he meant he's going to provide for another nazir. Shimon wasn't a nazir at that time. Is that included in Reuven's statement? Or did Reuven mean a current nazir? When Reuven says he's becoming a nazir and I will provide for a different nazir, does he mean for a different current nazir? Or even for a future nazir? The chiddush of the Mishnah, he means even a future Nazir. Because when Reuven became a Nazir and he said this, Shimon wasn't a Nazir yet. The chiddush is, Sharisha Yochalipter Hasheni, Ava Pisha Bishas Nizra, Akatilu Havi Hasheni Nazir. Because of a fire shoot Gemara, like the Gemara will point out. Right? When Shimon said he's a Nazir and he's going to provide for another Nazir, Reuven was already a Nazir. But when Reuven said he's going to provide for another Nazir, Shimon wasn't a Nazir yet. So you would think maybe that's not what he meant. He meant for a current Nazir. Chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, he means for a Nazir, either current or future.
Yeah, but we can learn only future. But this thing, I didn't mean somebody who already is Makabal Nazir.
Again, what do the words mean? So that's again, you know why, the Gemara is going to have a whole Yichus on this. So obviously there's a problem with this. But why should I tell you the problem now? Let's do the problem later. Why worry now when you can worry later? Okay, Zuck to Gemara. Now, there's a whole half line of Gemara. There's 1.5 lines of Rush that you don't even have. Zuck to Gemara.
Ibayilu. Is he trying to...
Nope.
No, I'm trying to say it's the best way of saying it.
So,
is he trying to do something that he was just trying to get out of it? Well, where do you see he's trying to get out of it?
Who said anybody's trying to get out of it?
If someone else hears it, they can do for each other.
Right.
So, where do you see that? Where do you see that? Well, the guy who said it originally, where do you see he's...
Again, it doesn't say they have to do it for each other. It says if they're in the mood of saving money, they can do for each other. That's all.
Why be all the din of...
It's keeping the netter. Not of the din. He wants to save money. He said he was going to pay for somebody else's korbanos. Right? Now he found a way that he can do it without having to spend extra money. What's wrong with saving money?
Shmi is not really important. Have you heard it now?
No, the Shmi is important because the second guy said Vani. That can only be if you heard the first guy. I'm the same.
But if he didn't, independently.
Somebody says Ani, it doesn't mean anything. Ani, b'vayi mi padna ram. Ani.
If he doesn't say Ani, but a week later, the guy says, I'm going to be another.
Same thing.
Same thing, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but the word ani can only work if it's shama. He just said the word vani. He did not say v'olai l'ganeach nazir. The second guy. First guy said he's a nazir and he wants to pay kurbanas. The second guy said, and I. Does that include the whole thing or half? When the guy says, and I, does it mean I want to be exactly the same? Or does it mean I want to be partial what you said? Zakti Gemara. Ma, vani akula dibura mashma? Does ani mean everything? I don't my palga de dibura mashma. Or therefore it only means half. And im tim tulay ma palga de dibura mashma, there were two halves there. One was to be a nazir, one was to pay for somebody's kabanas. I raise shaya seifa. Does he mean the first half or the second half? What does ani mean? Or maybe he can explain himself. Or maybe it means both automatically. Reuven said two statements, and Shimon said vani. Is ani on both? Is ani on one of the two? Is there a specific one that it automatically means? Talk to Gemara Tashema. Let's read the Mishnah. Vani, the alai legaleach nazir. Why did the Mishnah add those three words? If vani means everything, so why did the Mishnah add that the second guy said v'alai legaleach nazir? Let the Mishnah just say the guy said vani. The second guy said vani. Why did the Mishnah say the second guy said vani v'alai legaleach nazir? If my picture megal comes as that, the kamer vani v'alai shma mina vani apalgu di debura. Must be vani is only going on the first half. And for the Gemara, Amri, in Apalga de Dibura Mashma. You're right. But it taka means what half? I'll agree to you. I'll give you a half. But you wouldn't know which half. So the guy said Valai to explain which half. But if he didn't say Valai, we wouldn't know which half he meant. He explained which half he meant by saying v'alai. He added words to say v'alai. That means ani meant the other half. But if he wouldn't have said v'alai, we would have been stuck. Which half did he mean to accept?
Rabbi?
Hold a second. Let's give him a chance. Again, let me try to explain this again. The Gemara had a shaila. Right. The shaila is there. If you don't understand the shaila, it's a different story.
Question is, if he would have said
Vani,
only,
but if he said Vani by itself,
that's the question.
That's the
shaila. I would have question, but he says Vani, the lie. It would have, Vani, when it says, Vani, apologize,
right?
Why?
Because if he meant the whole thing, why did he say Vali?
Only because he said Valai.
Yes, the Mishnah said the case that the second guy said Vani Valai.
If you would have said Vani, period.
That's Hashaila. That was the Shaila.
No, it says Ani Valai.
Again, let's go back. I think your problem is not understanding the Shaila. The Gemara Shaila was, what if the guy only said Vani?
Yeah.
Does it mean everything or half?
And so it says, or Shami, not
because the Mishnah said Vani Valai.
Only because it says Valai. That's why
it's that's why it's all.
If it was a different Mishnah that didn't say Valai,
it would only have been half. That's what we're bringing Araya. What's your question?
Why would it be a half?
Because that's what Vani means.
Vani means only.
So you don't understand the Gemara Shaila.
It's based on because it says Vani Valai.
No. The Shaila is not based on Vani Valai. The Gemara has a Shaila. Reuven said, Ani, Lazer, Valai, Legaleach, Nazer. And Shimon said the word Vani. The Gemara wants to know, what does Ani mean? All or half? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. You seem to be convinced that there's no Shaila.
It says, Oshama Chaver, in the Mishnah, Vani, Valai.
Except that's what the Mishnah said. Forget the Mishnah. I'm asking you a Shaila. What would happen if he just said Ani?
I would think.
I don't care what you think. No offense. So, I don't care what you think. I don't care what I think. The Gemara is misupic.
Okay. Doesn't say that.
Please don't take it personal.
I'm sorry?
Don't take my line. I said I don't care what you think personal.
I appreciate it. In other words, we're adding a case of when he said Vani. The Gemara is adding.
The Gemara is asking a Shaila. What would happen if he only said Vani?
And
now the Gemara wants to answer, since the Mishnah said Vani Valai, that means that was necessary. If not, why did the Mishnah add the word Valai? Yes, somebody was on the phone. Is there a question? Okay. Zog the Gemara again. Tashima, Bani Valai Lagarech Nazir, Imaya Pikri Migal Kazazazah, Midikam Ani Valai. Since the Mishnah adds Valai, Smamina Bani Apagadi Zibura. Must be Ani by itself, would only be an F. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Amri, I'll agree. If Apagadi Zibura Mashma, you injured half my child. Ani means half, not all. But Mio, I raise a safer. Mina. Right. I raise a safer. I don't know what the word Mina is here. Period. There's no word in Mina. We'll see in a second. Is it going in the raise or in the safer? You didn't answer that. So I think, well, yes, I did. Well, Mina. Listen from the Mishnah. Mina come of a lie, like a lay, shmamid, vani, alksun, is the word of Mashma. By the fact that it says, ani, valai, tells me that he meant nazir. So Vani means nazir. You can prove both shilas. Ani means half, and it means the first half. Because if Vani meant the second half, he would have said, I'm a nazir, Vani. He didn't say, I'm a nazir, Vani. He said, Vani, and I'm a lila galayach. So it proves that Vani means he wants to be a nazir. That's the half he's accepting about himself. That's the raya of the Gemara. So to Gemara, Amalei Ravuna Breni Rishua LaRava Mimai. How do I know the Hachi who that this is the way it is? The Olam. Let me say this, and everybody's gonna jump on me. I had the same problem, but the Gemara says it. Sometimes people repeat themselves. They want to clarify. If he only said Vani, it might mean everything. But some people are nervous. They're afraid you won't understand them. So they said Vani Valai Lekaleh Karpa. They do it not because it's necessary, but because people talk that way, because they're afraid that people won't understand them. So they add words to clarify. So the Gemara is answering, maybe Vani means everything. I, the Mishnah, said Valai. It's normal that people do these things. Treat it inside. He's saying, and I also meant this thing. The Eli Tehmahachi, I'll prove it to you. Tani Seifa, Hari Alai Legaleh Chatzi Nazir. The Gemara later on has a case, the next Mishnah, I believe, that the guy accepted upon himself to be Megaleach a half a Nazir, which means half the Karbanas. He's going to pay for half the Karbanas. Right? That's what the guy said. The Shama Bechaveri, Vamer Vani Alai Legaleh Chatzi Nazir. Now, the first guy didn't accept the Ziris. All he did is he said he's going to pay for half the karbanas. And the second guy said, I, Vani, I'm also going to pay for half the karbanas. Now, why did he add those words? There's only one thing Ani can mean there. There was only one thing the first guy said. Terence says people talk a lot. So he talked a lot here, too. Zuck to Gemara no Raya. I was thinking about Hassam, he can talk to Mili? Is there two things that he can mean half? Elamai Kamar Laiba Hamosa. People say that. I meant this. Hachanami Ki Kamar Laiba Hamosa. That's what Rabbi Shua Malevi said. Rabbuna Be'er Shua. Amalei Rabba. Rabba said, you can't do that. Hachi Hashta. No. Let me explain this outside. The Mishnah doesn't add words. Only for style purposes. Because people say extra words is not a reason for a Mishnah to add words. If in the first case we had to add it, so we threw it in the second case to keep style. But if in the first case we didn't need it, and in the second case we didn't need it, we stopped throwing words because people like to talk a lot. Zok Rav, Iyam Rebbe Shloima Reisha Tzricha, that in the first case it was necessary, save the light Tzricha, in the second case it's not necessary. Tani save the light Tzricha, Mishim Reisha the Tzricha. The Mishnah will do it for stylistic purpose. Eliyam Rebbe Reisha Light Tzricha, save the light Tzricha. Tani Reisha Lachicha, but Tani Sefer Lachicha? Which I'm throwing in words that are not necessary? People talk unnecessarily. I know, ain't other mighty Dvar, but people talk unnecessarily. But the Mishnahs don't talk unnecessarily. Therefore, the Mishnah threw it in is a raya. The Vani means the first half. We stay with the proof. The Vani would mean half and the first half. Because the Mishnah would not have said a lie because people like to blabber. I don't mean in a bad way. Zuck the rush. I have one rush.
No, we had before.
Can I just read this one rush? That way I know I finished it. Hagi gamer v'alaika, I most acclaim it. V'ani l'chol davar alai, k'maisha marki d'havamina, that it means the whole thing. Like you said, li'es nazir v'gam l'ganeach nazir. The kafu milahu, the Mishnah repeats itself. Shekein derech ha, the list of akach l'farish. People speak vaguely and then explain themselves. Mashle perish ha-naziris, mishim blashe v'ani mashma perish naziris. The mashma ni begufi k'maitcha. Naziris, he doesn't feel he has to explain. Because he's saying, I am like you. But adding the chiyav, he wants to explain himself. So again, that was the Rabbi Huna Rabbi Yeshua's answer.
Then the Chagat, we don't have that
rush. Oh, yeah, this was the same two rushes that we you don't have.
How can we have it on the test then?
You're not going to have it on the test. And those three rushes, those two rushes, the Gemara might be on the test, but the rushes won't be on the test.
Rabbi wants to make copies of it.
No, I'm not.
Now, this thing about a person like to clarify things, does that have anything to do with a person's doesn't say extra words?
I said, as I was explaining it, I know another might involve the batala, but explanations people do. There was talking about the guy said that was senseless. Erech Kli. There is no Erech the Kli. So he said he meant something else. I read he does him in Agregris. There is no does him in Agregris. So we want to say he meant something else. That was the half mean of that. Right? So he said he must have meant something else. He must have meant he's a Nazir and then tried to retract.
I'm talking about Remeir.
I just said that. What did Remeir say?
You're right.
Which meant that if he says something that doesn't mean anything, we translate it to mean meaningful.
Right.
Here, he said something that means something, just added explanation. It's a big difference. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you say, the guy says he's a Nazir from a Stender, he must have meant he's a Nazir, he's retracting. Why else would he be a Nazir from a Shtender?
Right.
Here, he's not saying he's a Nazir from a Shtender. He's saying he's a Nazir, and he also means this, even though that was included in Vani, but he's explaining himself. It's an explanation. It's not a word that doesn't mean anything.
Now, my question is, when Red was preparing, did he think someone was going to ask this question?
Yes. That's why when I said, I know ain't other mighty Rav Latala, as I explained it. Yes. When I was preparing, this is a question that came, I knew right away somebody was going to ask. I didn't know it would be you, I'll be honest. I thought maybe it'd be somebody else, but I knew somebody would ask.
Who else would be?
I don't know, I don't think that way. Sometimes I do, most of the time I don't. I just don't have the time to worry about it. Dr. Gemara, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ha'aymer l'shluchai, say v'kadesh li'ishastam. Now, the guy's a bad boy. You don't make a shliach to tell you, go be m'kadesh any woman for me. Find me a wife. It's a very stupid thing to do, because umeis ha'shliach. A week later, or a month later, or a year later, the shliach never came back and said who he did the kedushin with. The shliach died. Now the guy comes and asks the rav, who am I allowed to marry? Now, every woman is believed to say she's not the one. She's not the one. I'm learning like the Ramban, it's a big machlokes rishonim. I'm going to learn like one shot. So if you see that others say differently, it's true. Others do say differently. You go over to the lady and say, did my shliach do kedushin for you? And she says, no, I'm not a married lady. Fine, she can get married. There's no fear that she accepted kedushin for one, and now she's trying to marry somebody else. We're not going to the Jewish woman to do that. But we can't go marry a Jewish woman. Maybe her mother was the one that this guy was Mekadesh. Maybe her sister. Maybe her daughter. Maybe her granddaughter. Maybe her grandmother. Or maybe it was Mekadesh. Right, that would be all the cases, whatever relatives there are. So therefore, how can you marry Tzipira? Because you might have been married to Tzipira's mother already.
Rabbi, could he marry a ger?
He could marry a ger, for sure. And if he, according to this, the way I'm explaining the Gemara, if you gather all the relatives that possibly asked her, they all say, we didn't marry, he could marry that woman. He would have to gather all living relatives. Well, even now, see, the problem is if they're non-living, but they were alive when he appointed the shliach, it might be a problem. But they can't come and tell us that they never get kedushin. If mom died since the shliach was appointed, it's a problem. But let's say you can get all living relatives. The living relatives are mom and grandmom and daughter and granddaughter and sister. Those are the living relatives that can make this woman an erva. If they all get together and say, we never accept the kedushin from that shliach, or if they're all married at the time, they've been married since who knows when, so then he can marry her. But in a regular woman, if you can't get together her relatives, and they're not all married, you have to be afraid. Yes.
Then why does the Gemara say so definitively, Asur b'chol hanashim sheba olam? It sounds like a very definitive statement. There's nobody else for him.
You're right. It's a good kasha. That's why some Rishonim don't like this pshat that I said, and they have a whole new pshat in the Gemara. But this is the simplest understandable pshat, so this is the one I took. And b'chol nashim would only mean nashim that can't prove that none of their relatives were married, that it can't be any of their relatives. And the way to prove it is that that relative would have to come in and say, I never accept a kedusha from this guy. Again, there are Rishonim that agree with you and therefore say a whole different shot in the Gemara, but it has its own issues. Not that I say Rishonim have issues, but it also has difficulties. So therefore I picked this one because it was the easiest one to understand for me.
Sisters either operate.
Sisters can be half-sisters, all-sisters.
So,
oh, by the way, father-sister and mother-sister also. Add that, thank you.
But if there's, she may not mean that.
Yes, it did.
She may not even know if there's such a relative.
Again, she has to be able to provide all the relatives that could make her usher. Does she have to worry that her father has a sister she never knew about? I mean, maybe if her father abandoned her at 2 months old, maybe she shouldn't have to worry about it. And Enochanami, that woman would never be able to get married because she has no idea. By the way, the woman can get married. That's the easy thing here. We only punish him. We don't punish her. I mean, we don't say every woman has to worry about maybe her sister got engaged to this guy. We say to him, you can't marry her because maybe you're shliach. It's punishing him for doing such a stupid thing. You don't send a guy to be mekadesh a lady. Now, today, you can make an argument that since there's instant communication, if the guy did kedushin, you get a text, an email, a WhatsApp,
a tweet,
and that I just did kedushin for you with plenty of basalitis. But in those days, he had to come back and tell you, and not always did he make it back, and everybody said,